Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, Securities Amendment Act 2013 gets approval, and debate begins on the Companies Amendment Act. Stay with us. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed an act seeking to combat the establishment and proliferation of unlawful financial organizations. The Securities Amendment Act 2013 was piloted by Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips told parliamentarians that the bill addresses issues which have emerged since the last round of comprehensive legislative changes to improve financial regulations. He notes that these legislative changes were undertaken after the financial crisis of the mid-1990s.
These amendments will enhance the legislative framework for the regulation of the securities industry by including provisions to address the proliferation of unlawful financial organization, UFOs, commonly known as Ponzi schemes or pyramid schemes.
The bill seeks to modernize the legislative framework for the regulation of the collective investment schemes and to deal with matters that will enable the Financial Services Commission, the FSC, to meet obligations set out by the International Organization of Security Commissions. Dr. Phillips says Jamaica's financial reputation suffered greatly and a significant number of Jamaicans lost large sums of money as a result of the proliferation of unregulated financial organizations.
Since then, significant efforts and consultations have been undertaken locally and internationally to develop an appropriate regulatory framework which is aimed at prohibiting any institution from starting a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme.
The finance minister says this legislation will allow investment clubs to operate, providing specific criteria are met. In contributing to the debate on the Securities Amendment Act 2013, Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness said the opposition agrees that there needs to be an improvement of the regulatory environment dealing with securities and, in particular, the financial markets.
We have had terrible experiences in the late 90s, in the 2000s, where unregulated investment schemes have cost Jamaicans great losses. And so, Mr. Speaker, we want to be clear that we support this piece of legislation.
The bill is part of the program with the International Monetary Fund and is among legislation to be passed before December 31, 2013. It was passed with 11 amendments and will be sent to the Senate for its approval. Debate on the Companies Amendment Act began in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. When passed, the act will improve the way business is done in Jamaica. In piloting the legislation, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton noted that the bureaucratic process to incorporate and register a new company or business in Jamaica has rendered the system highly inefficient. He further noted that this has resulted in Jamaica being ranked below the desired standard in the Doing Business Report, a study published by the World Bank on an annual basis. Presently, persons registering a new company or business name are required to visit multiple government offices in order to submit information required by law prior to the registration of a company.
This bill provides for the creation of a one-stop shop at the Companies Office of Jamaica, which will allow persons to register new companies and businesses at one place by completing a single business registration form, along with other supporting documents.
The registration form was developed by the Companies Office of Jamaica and captures all relevant information previously required by the various government offices prior to registration of a new company or business.
Therefore, this service will facilitate easier registration of companies and business names. It will improve Jamaica's ability to attract foreign direct investment and improve the country's ranking in the Doing Business Report.
The bill will be passed at the next sitting of the House. It will then be sent to the Senate for its approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.